Get ready.
Ready.
All right.
For your wake-up call.
Wake up!
He promises to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and the ugly truth. It's your life and business strategist, Steve Harris.
Warning, if you don't like watching long video, you might want to skip this one. But if you're down with me, welcome to another Economic Bible Study. And today, I'm going to be talking about branding and positioning secrets you can learn from the devil. Yes, the devil, that's what I said. Branding and positioning secrets that you can learn from the devil. Full disclosure, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus is God. I believe that the Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of men might become the sons of God. I do not believe in the Illuminati. I am not a member of the Illuminati. I'm not a member of the Church of Satan either. I believe that the Bible is the reference point for what I'm about to share. And the Bible is not a book of perfect people. It's a book of real people with real issues who were helped by a real God. And I believe we can learn from people, good as well as bad, even from the devil. All right, now bringing this to your business, how do you brand your and position yourself differently the way the devil has? Now, if you think about it this way, all the devil really is an angel, all right? The devil is a bad angel with a really good PR company, all right? The devil is a bad angel with good PR. And one of the things that I found that, you know, the devil has done effectively is that he's been able to differentiate himself very, very importantly. And this is my first point. In order to differentiate, you must elevate. Let me say that again. In order to differentiate, you must elevate. Okay. Now, the devil elevated himself by being compared to God. The devil elevated himself by going toe to toe with God. In the book of Ezekiel, I believe you would hear that the devil said, you know, the Bible described the devil, Lucifer, and described him as full of wisdom and beauty and all whatnot. And he said, I will ascend to the mountains of the heavens. I will sit upon the throne as God. I will ascend, long story short. And whatever he said was so compelling to the armies of God that over a third of God's angels, God's army, God's soldiers followed the devil, right? That means if God had 100 million soldiers, 33 million of them followed the devil because they were convinced by what he was offering. Now, remember that I said that the devil is an angel, but there are other angels there that you are aware of. There is Michael, there is Gabriel, and depending on some other texts that you might read, there's Uriel, there's Raphael. There are different names of different angels, but primarily there are three angels. There's Lucifer, there's Michael, and then there's Gabriel. But the devil elevated himself beyond the angels. So my point is this. In your industry, who are the gods in your industry? How do you go toe to toe with them? Now, if I say David and you complete that sentence by mentioning Goliath, right? The only reason David, so to speak, was relevant in that story was because there was a giant, there was a Goliath. So if you position yourself in comparison to the Goliaths or to the giants in your industry, you will get noticed. You know what I mean? Either by taking shots at them, which is a business strategy, either by dissing their claim to fame or godhood, that is a strategy, right? The second thing I want to let you know is that you must ignore the other angels in your field. Right, you must ignore the other angels in your field if you want to be considered as a god. And please note, God is an office. God is not his name. His name is Jehovah. His name is Yahweh. He holds the position of God. God is an office. Lucifer is a name. The devil is an office. All right. So you must ignore other angels in your field. You have other competitors in your field who are also angels like you, so to speak. But in order to do that, you must create your own office. You must create a category of one office. Let me say that again. You must create a category of one office. When you say God, there is one God, depending on your religion. When you say the devil, there is one devil. Even though there are other gods, quote unquote, and other demons or devils, those are category of one offices. There is God, the devil, and angels. So if you don't want to compare yourself or be concluded by the other angels in your field, you must learn how to ignore them by creating a category of one office where there is nobody else in that category except you. Okay? You must be able to think about it. So yes, you know, the Bible does describe other angels. I mean, technically all the angels, the major angels in the Bible are referenced. I mean, Gabriel is referenced by speaking to Zechariah. He's referenced by speaking to Mary. Michael is referenced in the book of Jude, contending for the body of Moses. And he's also mentioned in the book of Daniel, and I believe in the book of Revelations. Lucifer is mentioned in Genesis. He's mentioned in Ezekiel. He's mentioned in Revelations. He's alluded to in the book of Daniel. But my point is, you must ignore the other angels in your industry by not being affiliated to them. So remember, number one is that in order to differentiate, you must elevate. Number two, you must ignore the angels in your field by creating a category of one office. Number three, if you want to become a god in your industry or the devil in your industry or whatever the office is, you've got to get your gods, you've got to get God's followers talking about you. All right, let me say that again. You've got to get God's followers talking about you. So you've got to get, who are the gods in your industry? Who are the big dogs, the premium brands in your industries? You must get their followers to talk about you. Now, how do you get the followers to talk about you? So think about it this way. While God does not give too much notes to the devil, God's followers give a lot of attention to the devil. So we have churches that are dedicated to deliverance from demonic oppression, or deliverance sessions, demon possession. I think a lot of people are more afraid of the devil than they are of God, if you know what I mean. So, you know, the devil, you know, we're afraid of the devil. So what he did was he got God's followers talking about him. You know what I mean? Now, you've got to be able to put your name in the mouth of your competitors' followers, right? Think about it again. Put your name in the mouths of your competitors' followers. Number four, in order to do that, you must own a singular emotion, okay? You must be able to own a singular emotion. God has owned an emotion, and one of the emotions that we have for God is love, all right, or reverence or awe or any of those other emotions. The devil owns the emotion of fear. A lot of people fear the devil. A lot of people are scared of the devil, right? While God or Jesus never really paid him too much mind, the followers of the gods or God have given a lot of attention to the devil. So they talk about, you know, the devil has done this, the devil has done this. So the devil owns a very strong emotion. And now, as an entrepreneur, there are four fundamental emotions you can own. Number one is love. Your customers will love you, or people will love your brand. Number two, people will hate your brand, right? And that is important. People will love to hate you. People will hate to love you. Those are the four primary ones. But if you don't have any of those working, you will have number five, which is people will ignore you, all right? So you must own a very strong emotion, and you must be intentional about it. The Bible says that the devil goes around like a roaring lion, looking for whom he will devour. You know, Jesus said that the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to devour. That is a very strong emotion. There's nothing altruistic about what the devil is trying to do. He owns a very strong emotion, which causes people to fear him. All right. Number five is, in order to position your brand in comparison to the gods in your industry, where you also become perceived as a god or the devil, as the case may be, you must be able to build a cult. Let me say that again. You must be able to build a cult. And what I mean a cult, you must build a culture. Culture, the word culture comes from the word cult. All right. So you must build a culture that is the reverse or the antithesis of what the gods currently offer. Can I say that again? You must build a cult or a culture that is the polar opposites, personally, usually in terms of values or the way you market or the way. So if the gods are conservative, you've got to be showy. If the gods are showy, then perhaps you might be conservative, but it's a yin and yang. So build a cult or a culture that is the opposite of the gods or what the gods are currently doing. All right, number six. You must create mystique and scarcity. I'm going to say that again. In order to be considered as one of the gods or a devil that you can in your industry, depending on how you want to play, is you must be able to create mystique and scarcity. Think about it this way. You know, people, a lot of people say, oh, you know, God said, or the Spirit of the Lord said, oh, I heard God say, oh, God spoke to me, God, God, God. But have you noticed that very people, if any, say things like, well, you know, the devil said to me, or the devil said, or you know what I'm saying? You rarely ever hear that. Why? Because the devil does not grant interviews. Right? The devil doesn't really grant interviews. So anything we know about the Bible, it's because the gods have talked about the devil. Right? So we're only hearing one side of the story from a marketing perspective. We're only hearing one side of the story, right? So everything we know about the devil is because of what God has said about the devil and what the followers of God have articulated about the devil. But you've not heard the devil's side of the story. Why? Because the devil does not grant interviews. The devil is shrouded in mystique. He is scarce. He doesn't offer interviews. He is mysterious. He is dreaded, and all of that has elevated his brand or his legend. Remember that I said the devil is a bad angel with good PR. You know, he understands that the more scarce something is, the greater the value it commands. You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean to say that God has less value, but more people can treat God, quote unquote, anyhow, because God is just available. Say God will still, the Holy Spirit will still come and talk to me even if after I've committed a sin. But you don't know what will happen to you if you were in the devil's kingdom, as the case may be. All right. Number seven is that you must build and scale the structure of the gods in your industry. I'm going to say that again. You have to look at the structure of the gods in your industry, and in order to scale your brand, you have to be able to replicate their system. So everything God has in his kingdom, the devil has also. I think it was Paul that says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but rulers of darkness, principalities and powers. Those things are not demonic things. They are political titles. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but rulers. That is a political title. Principality. A principality is a territory that is managed by a prince. Powers. Government structure. So all those things, God has principalities, God has powers, God has rulers. You know what I'm saying? So what the devil has done is that he has copied the system, the structure of God, and he has used it to scale his own business, which is why Jesus would say that if you say that I cast out devils against, you know, by the, you know, if I'm casting out devils by Beelzebub, can a house divided against itself stand? It cannot stand, right? So the devil has order, right? So my point is, you've got to be able to look at the system, replicate the system. If you can replicate the system on a small scale, you can supersize, because again, remember, the angels are not in this conversation. So you have to ask yourself as an entrepreneur, do you want to be the god or the god in your industry? Do you want to be the anti-god, right? Which is a marketing perspective. In this case, a category of one office as the devil, and there are plenty, plenty, plenty other angels, right? So the 7 points again. Number one, in order to differentiate, you must elevate. Number two, ignore the angels by creating a category of one office. Number three, get your competitors' followers talking about you. Number four, own a distinct emotion. Number five, build a culture that is the opposite of the gods in your industry. Number six, create mystique and scarcity. And number seven, scale the structure of the gods in your industry. I hope this has been really enjoyable for you. Please let me know in the comments if you think I'm blaspheming. Hey, we can all, if God says, you know, you can learn from the ant, I dare say you can learn from the devil too, because he's been here for a while and he knows a thing or two. All right, drop a comment, share the video. I'd love to know what you think. Economic Bible study Stay safe, stay sanitized, and you know the drill. More importantly, wash your damn hands, okay? God bless you. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Ugly Truth About Business podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please take a moment to subscribe, share it with a friend, and most importantly, leave a review and let people know that this is the podcast that they should be listening to on the internet. Thank you.